Okay, so this is Dan Berglund. Let's go ahead and get started. And just as a reminder, we're recording the call so that others that were not able to join us today will be able to have access to this as well. I want to start just with a brief history of the program. We started the awards program in 2007 to recognize exceptional achievement in tech-based economic development and to offer policymakers and practitioners examples of successful approaches that are being employed by others. To gain support for TBET initiatives from industry leaders, legislators, and other key stakeholders, and to draw attention to the impact on state and regional economies demonstrated by successful TBET efforts. The general philosophy of the program is, we put it together, is to make the program highly selective. So applications are reviewed by committees of distinguished current and former practitioners, and awards are reserved for those programs demonstrating exceptional achievement. FSCI reserves the right not to present an award in a category if the judges deem that no applicants are meeting the standards of the award. And we have done that a few times over the years. Evaluation criteria. The judges are asked to score the application based on a set of weighted criteria within six categories. Of these, impact and transferability represent the largest chunk of the score, with 45% between those two. Partnerships, context, and the ability to achieve program goals each account for 15%. And then innovativeness, or demonstrating a fresh, creative, or new approach in developing or implementing the initiative, accounts for the For older programs, we recommend emphasizing work that is more current. A sample of the evaluation criteria that we just talked about, used by the judges, available on pages 3 and 4 of the awards brochure. And when you're looking at the brochure, we recommend answering each of the questions in bullet points within your narrative. It makes it easier for the judges to review the applications. There is one award category where we have a different scoring system, and we've also made some changes in this category this year also, and that's the most promising TBET initiative. And this is an award going to organizations that have demonstrated an innovative approach in design or implementation to address a specific need in a community or region identified as an obstacle to growth. Applications are evaluated on the same criteria, but the percentages assigned are different. So in this category, the most promising category, innovativeness accounts for 50% of the total score. Transferability accounts for 20%, and the remaining criteria, including ability to achieve its vision, partnerships, and context, account for 10% each. I would say one thing that we're trying to do with the scoring in this category is emphasize that we're looking for new ideas and approaches that have a chance of moving the field forward. So we're more interested in new ideas and approaches rather than new organizations. So if you have a new approach to encouraging entrepreneurship or building your research base, we're very interested in that. If you're a new program using a set of best practices under a certain category and not innovative in approach, then you want to look at one of the different awards categories rather than the most promising category. One other change that we've worked on this year is to help better communicate examples of good writing. Tomorrow on the website, we'll be posting full applications from three past award winners on the website, and that's SSTIawards.org. Some of the judges have told us in the past that the best applications to read are, not surprisingly, those that tell a clear, concise, and compelling story. Rather than just filling in the blanks, it's helpful to explain about the history of the region, why there is a need for the initiative, how it was developed, and most importantly, the results it produced. So Rhiannon and I would encourage you to take a look at these samples to get a better understanding of what's resonated with the judges in previous years. And want to thank those previous award winners that are being willing to share their past applications. One other writing tip, in addition, once you've written the application, we recommend you take a look at page 6 of the brochure and make sure that your application answers each of the 5 questions that you'll find on page 6. This is based on recommendations from former judges. And then we also have a few other tips from the judges as well, 4 things. One, judges want to see more outcomes and how your program's impact applies to real-world situations. Second tip, try to define what you want others to take away from your program. Third, in addition to addressing your program's financial sustainability, the judges want to see that you have a clear vision for reaching the program goals. And then finally, remember that all the judges have to go on is the 5-page narrative. They do not consult outside material to check on the strength or other accolades given to the program. So use your 5 pages wisely. With that, we're going to unmute everybody and take any questions that you all might have. Again, you don't need to identify yourself or your organization, but we're now ready to...
The conference has been unmuted.
As the nice operator voice tells us, the conference has now been unmuted. So Rhiannon and I would be happy to... entertain any questions that anybody might have.
Quick question. Does the fact that a program was mandated legislatively automatically hurt it from the transferability standpoint?
No, it shouldn't. The transferability really is more about can it be replicated in another area? And so I would, I might spend a little more time in your narrative talking about the principles that you've learned and how that could be replicated somewhere else. Any other questions?
For the most promising TBED initiative, the awards brochure says that the applicant should address one specific TBED element. Can you explain that?
So that's referring to the other 5 categories that we make awards in. So what you're looking at is the most promising application should theoretically also be able to apply under the increasing research capacity, commercializing research, increasing access to capital, encouraging entrepreneurship, or improving the competitiveness of existing industries. The difference is if you submitted an application in one of those categories, because it's a relatively new initiative, probably would not have the impact scores, the results from the initiative at this point, and therefore probably would not do well in the individual elements of PBED award, where innovative, again, 50% of the criteria is for the innovativeness of the initiative. Does that help?
Yes.
Any other questions?
If we're not sure about which category to enter something in, can we write to you or enter in both, or what's the process there?
Great question. Any questions that you have on category, on format, any question that you might have, feel free to give Rhiannon Skipper a call. Rhiannon's been coordinating the awards program since its inception, so has seen literally hundreds of applications and can offer good advice and guidance on the best way to approach something. You can reach Rhiannon either by phone at 614-901-1690 or via email at skipper@ssti.org.
You may have already answered this, so apologies, but the most promising, is that a separate category that you apply for, or is that deemed out of your pool of applicants for all of them?
No, it is a separate category to apply for.
Is that for initiatives that have been in operation for less than a certain time frame, less than a year or less than 2 years?
We're generally looking for initiatives that are 5 years or less. They tend to be the most competitive. But again, it's not so much a new initiative as it is if you've taken a creative approach to solving something in technology-based economic development. So not just new organizations, but that the organization has demonstrated a different approach in putting it together.
Just to add on to that, the question, because it was a little bit muffled, was specifically on the most promising category. So encouraging initiatives that are less than 5 years old to consider applying in that category. Now, it's entirely possible that, and hopeful in a number of these categories, that you can be less than 5 years old and have impact, and in that case, you might want to consider applying in one of the other categories. Any other questions?
So can you apply in more than one category, or is this a one-category shot?
No, you can definitely apply in more than one category.
Remember, each entry is considered separate, so you would need to apply as though it's the first time you're applying in each of the categories. So it requires a separate application and a separate fee and a separate entry for each category.
Perfect. Thank
you. The same program in more than one category.
The same program in more than one category? Is the question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was the question, can you apply or can you win?
Can you enter the same program in more than one category?
Yes, you can, although, and there are certainly some programs out there that would cross the boundaries of categories. It would probably be wise to give Rhiannon a call and talk to her about what the program is, and she can give you some guidance on which or how many of the categories to apply in.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
Hi, Dan, I have one. This is Joe Miliaccio at MTI. Quick question. Tell me a little bit about how the mechanics work. Suppose, I think we put a couple programs in are wanting over the last couple of years. And, you know, we've had feedback in on it. We didn't win. We have that feedback. How does putting in a new past applications get considered in regard to new applications?
Sure. That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it because it raises not just the point that you're asking about, but really kind of a benefit that I wanted to mention to folks as well and forgot, which is if you submit an application and you are not the award winner, we offer to do debriefs with every applicant and provide feedback from the judges and also staff observation on the applications as well. And so I would strongly encourage you to consider that if you end up not winning the award. Two reasons. One, it can help make your marketing effort stronger because the feedback that you're likely to get is going to be here are the holes that the judges saw either in substance or in style on the program. And then getting to the question, so past applications, there's no distinction for the judges receiving the applications as to whether this was something that was submitted in the past or not. I can tell you that over the years, some of the award winners have been previous applicants that did not win, but they went through the debriefing process, came back, revised their application, and ended up winning the award. Does that help, Joe?
But I suppose it's not just revising the application, it would either morph their program or did something to strategically address. It wasn't just window dressing, right? I mean, you're going to want to see that, you know, if sustainability or metrics of success were critiques in the past, it's not like you just have to say it a different way. You're going to expect us to demonstrate that we've improved on those weaknesses, right?
Right. In general, I mean, frankly, it depends on how poorly written the application was. If you didn't address impacts or sustainability at all, just talking about them will certainly be better. So sometimes it is a matter of, and I don't even want to say style, but it's a matter of maybe critical information, critical to the judges, wasn't included the first time around. And so getting that information in to the application can turn it into a successful application.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing that we've talked about in our marketing this year and past years is just the part about telling your story is very important and remembering that the judges have 5 pages that they have to read for each application. So to make it something that you would want to read and to make sure and go back after you're done and be sure that you've addressed all the criteria that they're looking for. We've had the circumstance where judges have said, well, I know this program or I've heard of this program and I know certain things about it that, you know, are not in this application. So just making sure that you've addressed everything that promotes your program and tells your story in the best way possible.
And following up on Rhiannon's comments, I would note that the guidelines on the awards mention a maximum of 5 pages, but also using a minimum font size of 11 points. The last thing you want to do is annoy the judges. Any other questions?
Oh, I came on a little bit late, and I may have missed the conversation around impact. The question that I have is, if it's a very new initiative where the impact hasn't been yet measured, but there are quantifiable metrics and measures in place, but say it's, you know, less than a year old, does that hurt your effort? In other words, if you don't have numbers necessarily, but you know you will in another year or two.
It is probably going to be difficult to win the category. Win the categories where the evaluation criteria has impact and transferability being very heavily weighted.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the impact at this point, I suppose it's possible that a program could win in one of the five categories, but it seems unlikely to me that the judges would have that go through. More than likely what they would say like that is come back in a year or 2 years after you have some impact. The one exception to that, again, would be if the approach that you're taking is particularly innovative, then applying in the most promising category makes a lot of sense, because there 50% of the score is innovativeness. But it's the newness of the idea and the approach, not the newness of the organization that the judges will be looking for in that most promising category.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you all for calling in, and this will be posted or available on the SSGIAwards.org website if you want to review it. And again, Rhiannon is available between now and June 11th, which is the deadline for the applications. So if you have any questions, give her a call, send her an email. Rhiannon, anything else?
So just a reminder of the resources that we have available, the writing samples, which will be available online tomorrow. The brochure is available for download right now if you haven't taken a look. And also this call, as Dan mentioned, will be available tomorrow to download. And one more reminder that the deadline to apply is June 11th. And to feel free to contact me with any questions along the way. And good luck to everyone.
Good luck, everyone. We look forward to reading your stories. Thanks.